Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texter writes in, volunteers, not hostages. Trade his ass. So that'll be a new Twitter poll. Volunteers, not hostages. Trade his ass, question mark? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Pony just tweeted out, put his ass on the trading block. And here's why it's nuanced to me, Doran. They want to keep him. They should have paid him.
Right.
If they wanted to trade him, they should have done it a long-ass time ago.
Right.
Instead of waiting for this to reach a fever pitch, to reach critical mass, where teams have already allocated a lot of their salary cap to players early in free agency, to their own guys getting contract extensions, you're going to have, you would think, less buyers now on a TJ Watt deal than you would have had earlier in the offseason.
Yep.
Wouldn't mean that there'd be no takers. Teams that are close, we've brought up Buffalo a bunch, they might be interested, but who are they bidding against? This is a disaster of Omar Khan's creation. And they could screw up a one-car funeral, man. If you really wanted the guy to finish his career in a Steelers helmet, as stated by Art Rooney II, then you get it done as priority A this offseason. And it would not have affected this year's salary cap, apart from actually lowering the number in all likelihood. So it would have helped them get other things done. Or, if you wanted to trade him, do it before. But now it's reached this point where now it's going to be a distraction. And my God, dude, there's going to be a tear in the matrix today when Aaron Rodgers gets asked about TJ Watt not being there.
Right, true.
Are you kidding me? That's where we are, is Aaron Rodgers is going to be getting asked questions by the media at camp today, and Watt is not. I wouldn't have had that on my bingo card.
TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin. He's not attending minicamp as well. Would you trade TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I would do that. Would you do that?
I mean, I know.
Just as a hypothetical, yeah, I would do that.
They need an edge rusher. Steelers need a receiver.
I would absolutely I would do that.
I would do it. And then you're paying less.
And we've talked for years. Spend more money on offense than you do on defense. You got to score points to keep up with the Joneses in the NFL. You want to have an eye on the future and an eye on right now, and you want your quarterback next season, your rookie, let's say it's Drew Aller, whomever it is, now they're throwing to Terry McLaurin, now they're throwing to DK Metcalf. Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. 412-928-9370. We've said a lot of things. Let's let Ed in Pittsburgh chime in next. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm not going to say much, just want your thoughts. Do we have a Watt problem, an organization problem, or an industry problem? Has the cap really influenced the way players think about salaries and retiring with a team? Your thoughts, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Ed. I think the cap going up only helps TJ Watt here. He's going to be looking for more than Myles Garrett, we think, at least more guaranteed money than Myles Garrett. And from a percentage of the cap standpoint, it's really not going to hurt the Steelers all that much. From an organizational standpoint, yeah, I just said it. They could screw up a one-car funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they thought TJ would take it this far. And I think they took him for granted, man.
They thought TJ wanted to be a one-helmet guy and that he would take a hometown discount. And that's not the case.
And what am I taking a hometown discount for exactly?
Right. And clearly it would be a discount. Clearly whatever they put in front of them already, if they have, which I've read that they've had already, it is lower than what the other two guys are getting.
Absolutely. If it wasn't, I think it'd be signed already.
Exactly.
TJ Watt has 108 sacks in his NFL career. He has a whole bunch of forced fumbles. Myles Garrett, while a great player and a future Hall of Famer, has fewer sacks than TJ Watt. He does have one more playoff win than TJ Watt. But from a counting stats perspective, TJ Watt is a better player than Myles. Now, TJ has been banged up in each of the last two seasons. He missed the playoff game in Buffalo. He really was invisible down the stretch because he was playing through some stuff. There's no question about that. But the next guy is always the guy that gets paid the most. And when the statistics are that similar, of course TJ should be expecting that. And the Steelers should have been expecting that TJ was expecting that. And they should have got it done earlier on in the offseason. But all that being said, if you want there to be good faith negotiations and the last time you went through this, it all worked out for you, go about it the same way this time. Especially when it seems like we're at rubber meets the road territory. He says he desperately wants to win. You just signed Aaron Rodgers because this franchise will always fall on the sword attempting to win. And now you're going to be the guy that doesn't show up? Come on, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.